And now this is a person that Chris Stem is not a fan of. This is entertainment related. Chubby Checker. He's 83.
Mm-hmm.
Your problem with him is...
He is a no-talent hack who has done one song and released the same song over and over and over and over and over again in various iterations.
That's right.
And become a star. And now, Rock Hall inductee.
He will be in the Rock Hall of Fame. He is being inducted. Here's the song. You know this. But he did Let's Twist Again and all the other Twist songs. Puts a little pep in my step, I have to say. I've always been a fan.
Look, the Twist is a wonderful dance. I have no problem with the Twist.
Right.
He didn't even write it. He didn't sing it first.
He didn't sing it first?
No, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
I didn't know.
I didn't.
This whole segment should be called, I didn't know.
I'm out of touch.
I'm out of touch. I didn't know. Well, the thing about his Hall of Fame induction, he thanked a crowd. He was in front of a crowd the other night and thanked everybody. He got the trophy, but he's not going to be at the induction ceremony. He has chosen not to be there.
He shall not attend.
He shall not attend. He said thank you to his concert crowd.
I am so thankful. I appreciate it. And I can't say how wonderful it is that this has happened to me and I'm alive to enjoy it.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir, Chubby.
And it all began with this. Come on, baby.
Man, he starts that up. You know I'm dancing. That's good stuff right there.
Can't help himself.
He's 83.
He sounds okay for an 83-year-old. I'll give him that.
Look pretty good.
Can he still do the twist? Is he mobile?
He was standing, but he wasn't doing a whole lot of twisting. Mm. He did sing, but he wasn't moving too much.
Now, if you go to a Chubby Checker show, the good news is you'll be out in about 10 minutes. Because he has no material.
This is his whole resume. What didn't you say when you did a Vanilla Ice show, Biggie? He sang...
Ice Ice Baby three times. He opened in the middle and closed.
I can't do an encore, folks. You know.
I guess that's just what you do. That's just how it is. Well, Chubby was asked, also in front of a crowd, why are you not going?
He's skipping.
To the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
As you become to be an older person, you run into things that you didn't run into when you were not an older person.
Absolutely.
So
I like the commentary.
Yeah, who is that?
She's holding her camera.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell him, Chubby.
You know, when you're old, you run into the... Yes.
Chub.
He's 100% right. So...
When I told my manager, I says, make sure when we go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the induction, that I'm doing what I love doing the most, being in front of an audience, a live audience, not a television audience.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to play for his true fans, not in front of
So he scheduled a gig.
He said, schedule me something else.
So what she did, she got me a show, and the Rock Hall says, we want you to come here this day and be here. I said, we're not coming. You what? I said, we're not coming. We have a gig. Well, forget about your gig. We never forget about gigs.
Never forget a gig. We already scheduled a gig. We're not going to forget the gig.
Yeah.
He says, I play for the fans.
I'm playing the Champaign, Illinois YWCA.
I'm not... going to the Rock Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Right. Huh. He made it. He wants to be in front of his true fans.
Yeah.
You know? It sounds, do you think he's salty because he has not been inducted until now? Because he would have been eligible.
Oh, many years ago.
In the 1990s.
Yeah. I'm going to say that maybe he wanted a more grandiose stage than probably they were going to give him. I bet maybe he was going to they were going to let him perform the twist once, and that was it.
That's what he wants him to do.
They're not making a big enough deal about me.
I don't know. Maybe he's being honest. That
I'm with Chris Dim. You think he wants to play the YWC over the Rock Hall?
Maybe. Here's what I And maybe he's the type of person that it doesn't. It's great. He loves being in it, but he's not all about ceremony. And you know, some people don't want that kind of thing. He doesn't need all the eyes on him. I mean, look. I'm out of touch, but I'll just believe. I choose to believe. No, he just wants.
He just loves the road.
He loves the road, and he doesn't need all the attention. And
next story might change you.
Thankful, but well, let's see. Richard is telling a Chubby Checker story. Richard, go ahead. You know Chubby Checker.
Good morning, guys. Yep. P1 here. I'm from Shelby, North Carolina, which is between Charlotte and Nashville. Mm-hmm. And we had a little theater, 400 seats, and Chubby Checker came a couple years ago. Took my mother. We're like third or fourth row. Mm-hmm. At the end, towards the end, he plays the twist and goes around and dances with everybody, so you get the Chubby Checker experience.
Yeah.
There's a couple in front of us. It's a young lady, young African-American lady, and she's obviously there with her girlfriend. Chubby is wearing just these tight pants that you can obviously see why he's called Chubby Checker.
Okay.
And he is licking his lips at this girl and obviously making her uncomfortable. So Chubby Checker is not only a hack, but the biggest perv you have ever seen in your life. Chris M is definitely on the right track. He talks about Chubby Checker.
Well, I thank you for your story. And I'm sorry you had to sit through that monstrosity with your mom. But this, you're a good son.
I call him down to earth. My take. My take on it, you know.
Give the two lesbians backstage pass. What?
You want to see a chubby?
I like the way he said that. You know why he got the nickname Chubby. Right there. There you go. To Will Hardo, a comment on Chubby Checker. To Will Hardo, what do you say?
Yeah, he's actually doing this because he says people are surprised that he's still playing and they think he's dead. So he wants to get the word out that he's still touring. And the best way to do that is to use this for publicity.
Ah,
well, okay.
Another good theory. Working. Because he is. Now he's out and people are seeing him. Thank you, To Will Hardo. People think he's dead.
I can't remember the other inductees in this class. But, you know, you would think you'd want to be around other musical
I have them.
Greats.
Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Bad Company, Joe Cocker, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes.
He probably don't know any of them.
No. All of them get more time now, too, which is great.
He'll go to the YW.
Yeah, he'll be a bookmark on the ceremony. Not attending tonight as Chubby Checker. We all know what he does.
Yeah. Let's as we go to commercial break, let's everybody do the twist in your seat.
Yeah.
The thing you heard originally where he was thanking people was, he staged his own mock induction at a concert in Champaign, Illinois.
I bet he'll do that during the tour each time.
Yeah, probably so. And you're right. He has been eligible for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction for 40 years since he was 43. Now he's 83. So it's been a long time. And they didn't know.
Wow.
I mean, they really started doing it in the mid-90s. So, you know, the whole time he's been eligible.
As long as I've known Chris Demme, he has said the Rock Hall is just, you know, at this point, of course, just fluff.
It's the hall of people I've heard of.
Yeah, and I feel like at this point, we've put in Chubby Checker. It, for me now, is that as well. I gave it still a little bit of credit up until now.
Well, I'll die on that hill.
His name was the most unoriginal thing about him. He stole it from Fats Domino.
Oh, yeah, it's the same. It's,
nothing about him is original.
Fats.
The song, the dance, the name.
Fats Domino, Chubby Checker. Oh, I get it. I thought, I assumed it was his birthday, but I don't. But I'm out of touch. I don't know.
And that's our tribute to Chubby Checker. As he heads into the Rock Hall of Fame.
Man, when he dies, we're going to do a bad obituary because you'll have me.
Yeah, I'll be too bitter to come in that day.
I'll know nothing about him. Chris Demme hates him.
Well, you'll say, Biggie, get me everything we've got on Chubby Checker. And frankly, it'll be the two clips you just heard.
Done,
and the
Buzz
song.
Man. Come on, baby. I want everything Chubby Checker ever did. Here it is.
Remember that time he refused to go to the Rock Hall? Get the.
Yep. Didn't he re-record this with the Fat Boys sometime?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
A hip-hop rap version?
Yes, he did. And he did Let's Twist Again, like we did last summer. That'd be like Vanilla Ice doing like Still Cold Baby, you know, a year later. You know.
Yeah.
Still frozen.